بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we only have one chance, one opportunity that Allah has afforded us in this dunya. We have one life only. And this life comes to an end at a time that Allah has deputed for each one of us, whenever that will happen, different days, different times. So this examination that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us into, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see which one of us does good deeds. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Allah says that He tests you to see which one of you is better in actions. In other words, who is doing better deeds? Who is doing righteous deeds? Who's performing good actions, actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You commonly hear the saying that the sands of time are running out and they will come to an end. And every person has to leave this dunya, this entire dunya will be destroyed, will come to an end. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ It is only Allah that remains. Allah was always, and Allah will always remain. So time is running out. And we all have to perform good deeds, which we mention, or Allah mentions in the Quran is, عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ or الْعَمَالُ الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ throughout the Quran. So Allah wants us to do good deeds and to abstain from bad deeds. Now these good deeds that we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to carry out these good deeds. And if Allah wished, He could have just commanded us, He would have just have commanded us to carry out these righteous deeds, to obey Him, without anything in return. But Allah, out of His kindness, His mercy, His compassion, His benevolence, His love for us, Allah rewards us in this world also and in the hereafter. Of course, the ultimate success and triumph is in the hereafter. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرَ The pleasure of Allah, that's the greatest thing that a person can achieve. And the real reward will be in the hereafter. So we have this one chance only in this dunya. And each person has a lifespan that has been decreed to him whilst he was already in the womb of his mother. The angels were commanded, بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ وَأَجْرِهِ How much rosy he'll get. What will be his lifespan? How many days he's going to live in this world? How many years? And the moment a person leaves this world, and on the day of Qiyamah, there will be many, many, many people, especially the disbelievers, who will then make this fervent cry and plea to Allah, O Allah, return us back into this world. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتْ So that I may perform some good deeds. Give me one more chance. Allah will say, Kalla, impossible. Never. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا Now he has to face that Jahannam. Therefore in some ayat or hadith also it is mentioned the day of Qiyamah will be Yawmul Hasra. A day of regret. That why did I not perform those extra good deeds, a believer? You see, why I didn't spend that extra time in saying one more subhanallah, making more dhikr of Allah, or tilawat of the Quran, for any good deed. And the disbeliever, he'll have hasrat and regret that why he did not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before that hasrat comes to us, whilst we have this chance, whilst we have this opportunity, and we have seen in the recent past week or so, there were so many mayats taking place. All these are reminders for us that perhaps you are next. So before the time runs out, Allah is asking us just to obey Him, to do good deeds. As I mentioned, Allah out of His kindness is going to reward us in the dunya also, to give us an incentive. The teacher gives an examination to the pupils. Whoever comes out first, second, third, He will give you a prize. You will be given an award. You will be given a certificate, some prize. These are incentives for the student to perform well, to do good. Allah also gives us those incentives. Allah motivates us. Allah encourages us. Allah prods us. Allah pushes us forward. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. One of the benefits of good deeds that you and I will do in this world, which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in conformance to Allah's pleasure, Allah's will, done with ikhlas, be it a male or female. Allah specifically mentioned, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى. Male or female, whoever does good deeds and he has iman in Allah, Allah says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. We will give him a beautiful life, a very pleasant life. حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً itself, this tafsir requires a whole majlis on its own, a whole talk on its own. We have previously mentioned the tafsir in detail, but just for tonight, one or two tafsir that has been mentioned, الرِّزْقُ الْحَلَالِ. You do good deeds, you obey Allah in this dunya, Allah will give you halal rozi. Allah will give you halal sustenance. And we all want halal sustenance. This rizq will come, will be halal. Allah will give the person qana'at, contentment. We know how man hankers after dunya, he's chasing after dunya. Every person who wakes up in the morning, what is his fikr? How I'm going to fill my stomach? How I'm going to bring some bread home? What I'm going to earn today? Allah say, or the tafsir that is mentioned, that a person, hayatan tayyiba, which Allah gives him in this world, means Allah will give him contentment of the heart. And then ulama have mentioned that Allah will give him sa'adat. Sa'adat means good fortune, happiness. Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to mention, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to mention in the explanation of Hayatan Tayyiba, the translation, he would say, Ba Lutf Zindagi. Ba Lutf Zindagi. A very pleasurable life, a happy life. The happiness that you and I may think that is touring the world, seeing different buildings and skyscrapers and going here and there. That's not real Baluch Zindagi. One tafsir has been mentioned, Hayatul Qulub. Well, these hearts, Allah will give these hearts life. Allah will rekindle these hearts. Allah will recharge these hearts. Hearts that they become dead, as we mentioned last week and the previous majalis, where a person's heart due to sins become dead, become sick. Yeah, Allah will give the person hayati qalbi. Now he is connected to Allah Ta'ala. And now the enjoyment he is getting is something that he cannot describe. It is some inner ecstasy, inner joy, inner happiness. He doesn't have to pop any pill to get some ecstasy and to get some happiness and to feel nice. Here it is when he is taking the name of Allah. When he's saying that Allah, Allah, he is getting such an enjoyment in his heart. All that is when Allah is giving this person hayati qalbi, hayatan tayyiba. May Allah grant us hayatan tayyiba. There's so many other tafsir regarding hayatan tayyiba. So one very important benefit and cash reward and award Allah is giving us in this world for obeying Him, for doing good deeds, whether it is salat, whether it is zakat, whether it is hajj, whether it is umrah, whether it is sadaqah, dhikr, tilawat of the Quran, whatever it may be. You're helping some poor, the needy. Allah is giving you hayatan tayyibah. Then Allah will remove you from a constricted life, a life of unhappiness. Sometimes a person goes through some misery. His heart feels constricted. But when you are going to do good deeds, and Allah is becoming happy with you, Allah Ta'ala will expand this heart. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. That person who fears Allah, in other words, he is obeying Allah, he is doing good deeds, Allah will make easiness for his matters. Besides the verses we say, وَيَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. He's in some difficulty, Allah will make an opening for him, an exit for him, an easy way out for him, and Allah will provide for him from unseen sources. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the mufassir of this ummah, whom Rasulullah s.a.w. gave special dua to, he would say, إِنَّ لِلْحَسَنَاتِ لَنُورًا فِي الْقَلْبِ. He says, good deeds that we do, it brings about nur in the heart. This nur, we can't see it. It is within the heart. The spiritual heart is enjoying this nur. And of course, for us to understand now, it's so easy with load shedding. Allah grant us afiyat. We will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever Allah, al-ni'mat Allah has given us. The more shukr we make, Allah will increase us in the ni'mat. Allah ta'ala takes away ni'mat sometime, so that we appreciate and realize that don't take the ni'mat for granted. So when it is dark and you got one candle or you got a torch or you got an emergency light, you feel more relaxed, you feel happy. You're not scared now, you're not in darkness. At least you're able to see. You can do something that you require. So like that, nur is in the heart. And that nur will help this person to be more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will guide him in times of darkness, when he is in an environment where there is only evil around him. Whether he is in the university, college, or he is in the bazaar, or wherever he is traveling overseas, or he is in the aeroplane, and he is surrounded with evil all around him. People are drinking, people are laughing, people are in merriment and enjoying and disobeying Allah, but he has got nur in his heart. Allah will still make him conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, إِنَّ لِلْحَسَنَاتِ لَنُورًا فِي الْقَلْبِ. There'll be nur in his heart. وَزَيْنًا فِي الْوَجْهِ. And the effect of good deeds is Allah will bring some glow on his face also. Allah will bring some nur, some spiritual light on his face also. People read a lot of Quran, dhikrullah, engage in ahadith. Allah Ta'ala gives them some nur, people in tahajjud especially. Allah brings about some type of nur on their face. And وَقُوبَةً فِي الْبَدَنِ. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, another good effect of good deeds is that it brings strength to the body. There are so many people who have some difficulty, physical problem, whether it's the leg, the knee, but yet they are able to stand for long for tahajjud salah. They are able to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala for long. I know of people, for Qiyamul Layl, they stand almost the entire night. Immediately after that, the person has to sit on a wheelchair and go. But Allah gives him such strength in his physical body as well. Then the fourth benefit, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu explains, he said, وَسَعَةً فِي الرِّزْقِ. You do good deeds, you'll gain barakah in your rizq. Everybody wants barakah. We all ask for some wazifa for barakah. And the wazifa for barakah is the good deeds. Do good deeds, and Allah will give you kushadi in your rizq. Allah will give you an expanse in your livelihood. And the fifth thing, or the next thing is mentioned, وَمَحَبَّةً فِي الْخَلْقِ. Allah will make the makhluk love you. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. you obey Allah, you do good deeds, Allah will put His muhabbat in the hearts of others for you. Besides the fact that Allah Himself will love you. He did the hadith, وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. My banda, after performing the faraid, when he engages in nafil acts, then he continues becoming closer and closer and closer to me, to such an extent that I begin to love him. When I love him, Allah says in Hadith Qudsi, I become his sight, I become his hearing, I become his seeing, I become his hands and feet. And we explain this. In other words, the person will now only do that which is correct and right, and Allah will save him from evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also protect this person. He'll be in the ri'ayat of Allah, in the hifazat of Allah. Allah will assist this person. In tansurullah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. If you help Allah, Allah will help you. Allah will give you steadfastness. What is the meaning of helping Allah? Helping Allah. Allah doesn't need any person's assistance. Allah is free from all that. Allah is ghani. It means you help the deen of Allah. You do your good deeds, and Allah's nusrat will come upon you. Allah will assist you. Tafrijul qulub, we explained already that Allah will open the heart. Allah will expand the heart. Allah won't make the person feel miserable. He won't go, difficulties will come upon the person. But it won't overwhelm him to such an extent that now he contemplates suicide. He wants to take away his life. He reaches a cul-de-sac, as we say now. He feels there's no escape for me, there's no way out. This is the end of my life. No. Allah will open his heart and he will gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are so many good effects that we have mentioned. When a person does good deeds, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Allah says, whoever does an atom's weight of good, any good deed, one good deed you do in this world, يَرَهُ, the person will see it on his scales on the day of Qiyamah. There's only a few things that I mentioned that a person will get by doing good deeds in this world, in the dunya. As for the akhirah, that's the real reward. This Yawmul Jaza. There he will get his Jannah. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll be under the arsh of Allah. Allah will be happy with him. Allah will look at him with a merciful glance. He'll be able to cross full sirat with the speed of lightning. The greater your good deeds, the more your good deeds, the more this good deed will push you through full sirat, so that you may enter into paradise, Jannah. And that is the reward Allah has got for us in Jannah. May Allah grant all of us Jannah to Firdaus, the palaces of Jannah, the rivers of Jannah, the beauty of Jannah, the homes of Jannah, the fruit of Jannah, the food of Jannah. There is only comfort, peace, serenity, tranquility, enjoyment. It's not just enjoyment for a day. It is everlasting enjoyment. Abadi. Hamesha ke liye, always. Somebody is going overseas, and then he hears that on your flight with you is a certain person, perhaps some elder, some alim, some sheikh. He becomes so excited. Now the journey becomes even more enjoyable. He's even more excited. He'll be with me. So in Jannat, who is going to be with us? Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us entry into Jannat. The company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One sahabi radiallahu anhu making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very happy with him and told him, "Sell, ask whatever you want." So he said, "I want your company in Jannah. As'aluka murafaqataka fil Jannah." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Okay, anything else beside that?" He said, "No, I want that. That's all I want, to enter into Jannah with you, ya Rasulullah." Nabi said, "Okay, I'll make dua. Now you assist me for the fruition of this dua, and Allah must accept this dua. You help me by making a lot of nafil salat. Aini ala nafsika bikathati sujood." In other words, Rasulullah, I'm showing him the way now. You read a lot of nafil, of course, fard you have to do. You read a lot of nafil, and I make dua that Allah enters you with me in Jannah. So imagine in Jannah, who will be there? Oh, beloved Rasulullah. You and I have not seen our Rasulullah. Despite that we love him, we have iman in him. So may Allah give us that opportunity to be close to Rasulullah in Jannah. And above all that, the momentous occasion and that opportunity and that time when Allah will remove that veil and the people of Jannah will see Allah. That's a pinnacle. That's the greatest event in Jannah. When Allah will remove that veil and the Jannatis will be staring at Allah for long, long, long. And Allah will announce, وَحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. O my bandas, I am announcing today that I am most pleased with you. I will never ever become displeased with you. All this is we have iman and do good deeds. Inshallah, some other occasion will explain the effects of sayyi'at, bad deeds. For now, this should be enough for us to motivate us, encourage us to do good deeds, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the limited time that is left in our life. The past has already passed. Now make tawbah over the past and continue for the future to do good deeds as much as possible for the sake of Allah, and Allah will give us those rewards in this world and also in the akhirah. Allah's kindness is this. Any kafir disbeliever who does any good deed, maybe does some charitable work, Allah will repay that person in this world, but nothing in the hereafter, because he doesn't have iman. For a believer, Allah gives him in dunya, ma'ama yaddakhiru lahu fil akhirah, besides what Allah has in store for him in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sayyidul Shaykh. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Allah hamare gunaah ko maaf farma, hamare khataon ko maaf farma. Allah, we have made many, many, many sins in our life, ya Allah. Allah, we have committed too many sins, ya Allah. Our hearts have become blackened, ya Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, we are trying, ya Allah. We're standing and we're failing and we're falling, ya Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, you pick us up, ya Allah. Give us hidayat, ya Allah. Keep us on sirat mustaqeem, ya Allah. Don't make us become deviated, my Allah. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard about doing good deeds that will please you, my Allah. Grant us all the benefits of these good deeds in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq, ya Allah, of doing good deeds. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi'la al-khayrat wa tarka al-munkarat. Allah, give us the himmat and the taqat, Ya Allah, to refrain from all bad deeds, my Allah. Allah, whatever sins we have committed, my Allah, we are making tawbatan nasuha, major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, wherever we committed those gunas, Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah, Allah, to forgive us completely. Allah, humari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wazakkiha, anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Allah, give us the sweetness of iman. Allah, give us the sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Allah, give us the sweetness of making your dhikr, my Allah. Allah, give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimin. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, Malik Kareem, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. In hospitals, at home, wherever they may be, Ya Allah, grant all of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. So many people have left this world, my Allah. They've got masoom children, Ya Allah, who they have left behind, Ya Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, you protect them, my Allah. Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Allah, give us plentiful, Ya Allah, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Give us qanaat in our lives, my Allah. Give us contentment of the heart, my Allah. Don't make us have hirs and lalat and greed, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, we have got so many hajat, my Allah. We've got so many needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. We have raised our hands, our mothers and sisters at home, our brothers in the masjid, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha, rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, give us more to iman, my Allah. Give us more in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah from the day of Qiyamah. The Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannat in the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina, qurrat a'inu, ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. Watub alina, ya maulana, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika, rabbil izzati, amma yasifun. Salamun al-mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.